Hey there, good morning. How you doing? Monday morning it is, the 8th. It isn't, it's the 5th of the 8th, so it's August 5th, 2019. Hope all is well with you. Hope you had a lovely weekend. And I suppose you're looking forward to the week ahead. Not too shabby this morning. I've been up bright and early. I've been out running. Got soaked, actually, this morning, running down Liverpool Street, up Langworthy Road, into Buell Hill Park, around the park a few times. Back down West Lane, onto Liverpool Street again. Yeah, I know, I torture myself, I do, for my beauty. I mean, when you're as absolutely knockout, drop-dead gorgeous as I am, and you're 44, the thing is, you've just got to keep maintaining it. You've got to do that running, you know? Like, trying to get comfortable here. You got to do that. I've got to keep myself looking the way I look. Anyway, how you doing? Right, first and foremost, quick couple of mentions. Hi to Tuha De Danann. Mate, I had to unhide your message there. You said, you can bet the scumbag who threw the boy from the building, this is at the Tate Gallery, right, is from an ethnic group who hate the natives. Look at all the killings recently in Germany where children are pushed in front of trains. That's not fair. You don't know that to be true. And you can say whatever you want. I wouldn't dream of telling you what you can and what you can't say. I don't believe in censorship, self-censorship or otherwise. But it's unfair to suggest that the 17-year-old boy who's in custody, who threw the 6-year-old boy out of the 6-storey window or balcony at the Tate Gallery, is from a minority group. Now, he might be. It might turn out that he is, but it's unfair to say that. You know, the implication is that if you're a scumbag, you're more likely to be from a minority group. No, that's not true, man. You know that. Hi to 4 Jam Lions, Jesus Jones, to Demo, and to John Parsons. How you doing, John? There I was on Moor Lane on Saturday with me mate Tez, just about to head into the stadium to what's the stadium? It's not the Principality, is it? Moor Lane. We know it is Moor Lane. Salford were just about to kick off against Stevenage. First ever league game for Salford. And I heard this. I heard these dulcet tones of a fellow Irishman coming from over my left shoulder. And somebody said, are you Richie Allen? And it was John Parsons. John is a long-time listener to the radio show, lives in Salford. And I knew I'd bump into him sooner rather than later. So it was lovely to make your acquaintance on Saturday, John. I look forward to seeing you again in the near future. Great to meet you, by the way. Oh, by the way, congratulations to Mayo. Real football. That'd be Gaelic football. Hi to SW, says Richie, the Chinese are devaluing their currency, the yen, which is really bad news for the global economy. Gold and cryptocurrencies are up, says SW. Just some guy, Damien Thorne. Damien Thorne is tweeting. The Damien Thorne. I'm with Greta Thunberg on a yacht sailing the United Nations. Good man. Gareth P is shaving his ears in Scotland. I have one of those devices. Those things that you stick up your nostril, you know. You know it's all over. You know, you get to 40, 41 and hairs start growing out of your nose while they're falling off your head. I mean, it's proper depressing that. That's Mother Nature having a proper fucking laugh at you, right? It's all falling off there. It starts growing there on your back, the whole lot of it. I've got one of those nasal hair trimmers and you can stick it in your ears as well. Yeah, it's all over. The minute you start buying stuff like that, game over, you know. Game over. Game over. Liz McFall, how you Liz? It's raining in Livingston. It's been raining here. Gary Mercer, Julie Walters, good morning. Endgame 2017. Anna Key. Conspiracy theorists are already added by the FBI as the next terror threat. Hence the shutdown of alternative views on YouTube, says Anna. And Anna, the organisation that you mention is neither a news organisation nor a credible one. All right, so I'm not going to give them a mention. They're absolutely dreadful. Hi to Gaza Jones and Black Rock in Dublin. Hey, you Gaza. To Martin Roberts, to Wide Awake Radio, Matthew Mason, Shash 1108, Josh Radcliffe, Trevor the Mule. Trevor says, Richie, I see the BBC are linking the problems at Whaley Bridge with climate change. Of course they are. Everything is climate change. It won't be long. It won't be long before you'll have an excessive You know, your eyes will be watering. You'll have a bit of a runny nose. And it won't be a case of taking an antihistamine tablet because you've got an allergy. It'll be climate change. Everything will be blamed on climate change. Hi to Kath Holdsworth, to Jimmy Griff, to Van Geed, to John Sheridan, to Paul Alawi, Anonymous in Western Massachusetts, William in Scotland, Rose Williams. I'm going to stop now because I'll be here all day and I'm not here to do that. So here we go. Let's have a look at the papers. Let's have a look at the papers. Right. What have we got here? Have I even got the papers up there, have I? Look at this, look. Look at this, right. Okay. We have them. The front pages to start with as usual. The iPaper, American Nightmare, two mass shootings in 24 hours claim 29 lives. Patrick Crucius is suspected of shooting 20 people and injuring many more in El Paso in Texas at Walmart. And in Dayton, Ohio, it has been alleged that Connor Betts, who was shot dead by the police, shot 9 people and injured more as well in 2 shootings that happened within a few hours of each other, Saturday evening into Sunday morning. Okay. Be getting into this on the Richie Allen Show later on with a guest or two. That's the iPaper. All right. So I think it gets a lot of coverage, this. Trump accused of fueling hate after deadly shootings. Speak about that in a minute. Send me, look, I do like reading your comments. I get flustered because it takes up so much time and I have a lot to do every day. Let me know on the chat here. Let me know on the chat here. What you think of these types of headlines. Trump accused of fueling hate. Is it possible to inspire hate? Is it possible by your rhetoric, by your demeanour, by the things you say as a powerful, as a very prominent person, is it possible to link statements with actions, with the actions of others? Can you lend any blame to people? Because I've got a big problem with this. I had a very interesting email from a woman which came through the website, which I'm going to read out on the radio show tonight at 5 o'clock. I had an interesting email from a lady who had a friend who was killed in a mass shooting a year or so ago. And she was annoyed with some of the things I said on Sunday View yesterday. And I've no problem with that. You know, it's great to have dissenting voices. I will read the email out unedited at the beginning of the show tonight. It's very interesting. Don't miss it. And then I'm going to talk about it with a guest or two. Good morning, Una. Good morning to Nick, who says you are pretty for an Irishman, Richie. Look, I'm gorgeous, man. Come on. It's not even like the jury's out. We know. Stephen Guinness is 34 today. How you doing, Stephen? Happy birthday, mate. Happy birthday. Birthday on a Monday, eh? Well, you've got to go out anyway. Rhonda Matthews in Australia. How you doing, Rhonda? Christopher Hickman. Ms. Studio. Hi, and hi, Richie. Hi, all, and hi, Richie. Sean Hinchcliffe, John and Sarah Stott, Sonny and Bolton, Bass Ninja, Jim Bob Jr. And Caesar was follically challenged, says Tuhadid Annan. Just like Napoleon, you're in good company, yeah. So was Telly Savalas. Can somebody answer this? Can my Irish and English and Scottish and Welsh viewers help me out with something? Why is it that every day of the week, in the very early hours of the morning, you come downstairs, right? Right? You get your remote control, right? And you turn on the telly. Why is it that every single morning, Kojak or fucking Quincy comes on? I don't watch those channels. I don't watch ITV4. Honest to God, we would go to bed and the last channel would be one of the news channels. You get up in the morning, you do that, and Quincy and Kojak comes on. What's going on? There's something going on there. Something that, you know, I think is worthy of investigation. Hi to Joe Public. Hi to Kai Dan. Misty Ernst. Good morning. Good morning, Steve Bennett. Steve says, can you instill hate or violence? It depends on the mentality of the listeners, readers, and their strengths of independent thought. Good. Good. Paul says, did you see Julia Hartley Brewer's article in one of the papers yesterday regarding the climate change cult? She had a massive backlash from twits on Twitter calling her dangerous. I didn't read the article, but I heard her interviewing a Green Party peer Baroness Susan something or other, and Brewer wiped the floor with her the other day. I thought, anyway. So that's The Guardian, right? Get up, turn on the telly, it's Quincy or Kojak. The Daily Telegraph, pension pot rip-off fees could wipe out savings. Let's leave that one alone for now. Children live with parents under Heathrow chaos persists even... What? Oh, yeah. Children live with parents under eye of CCTV despite abuse fears, and Heathrow chaos persists even as today's strike is suspended. People who have booked holidays to go all over Europe and beyond are very worried. The great pensions robbery, savers fleeced of billions in scams and rip-off fees, something we might get into on the radio show. Okay, the Daily Mail. Horror at the Tate. This is the six-year-old boy being thrown out of a 10th floor, not a 6th floor, viewing platform. A 17-year-old kid's been held on suspicion of attempted murder. How does that happen? Holy Christ, how does that happen? How does that happen that you throw a six-year-old kid out of a window? I have no idea. There's nothing to be said about that. Horrendous. It's the front page story on the Metro as well. That's the Metro, the free paper. It's handed out in city centres, bus stops and train stations, of course. Boy of six thrown off 10th floor at the Tate. Christ. The Times. Nice picture of the guy who crossed the channel on the hoverboard. Johnson lays ground for people versus politicians poll. What's this all about? What's this all about? Well, here's the actual story inside the Times. As a trade unionist, I'm not fond of warning people and threatening people. But what the fuck are the cops doing taking selfies with him? That's kind of conduct unbecoming of a police officer, isn't it? You say you want them to be human, Richie, and then they act like human beings. No, it's not that. That's ridiculous, that. Goons! Do your fucking job! This narcissism, this craziness, this obsession with celebrity. Egots. Anyway, this story is about something that's pretty basic. Johnson is going to take a leaf out of Trump's book. He's going to take a leaf out of Five Star, out of Liga, the Italian parties, the Hungarian parties. And he's going to basically frame the next general election around the premise that I'm with you, the people, against the elites. Yeah, that's how it's going to be. The wild-haired, batty, crazy goon, well, he's not really, it's all an act, Johnson, is going to say, I'm with you, the people, against the elitist politicians who are trying to prevent democracy from, you know, trying to prevent the carrying out of the democratic will of the people, which was the June 23rd, 2016 referendum result. We said, we voted to leave, they're trying to stop it, it's the establishment, man, I'm with you, the people. That's how he's going to frame it. And he's a liar. But many will believe him, of course. Many will believe him. Bojo. Johnson. Let's call him what he is. Johnson. The Daily Mirror. That's what's going to happen. You see, this is the thing. And again, I've got to give a shout out to Neil Saunders. Neil Saunders Mind. Fuck off. Neil Saunders MindControl.com. More updates from Neil on this big investigation into how the far right has risen, but how it has risen politically. The characters, the people behind the characters, the money men, the campaigns, the Cambridge Analytica, all that sort of stuff. And Johnson is no fool, nor are the people behind him, and that's the road they're going to go down. But he's no friend of the people, of course he's not. Instagram's shame, six sick suicide posts still online 6 months after bosses vow to remove them. That's in the Daily Mirror today. Let's get rid of that. In the Sun. That sucks. Eco Fury. McDonald's paper straws are non-recyclable, but the ones that they used to have were actually reusable. Doesn't make much sense to me. If you had plastic straws that were reusable, why bin them and bring in non-recyclable paper straws? I don't understand that at all. But anyway, There you are. There you are. The Star. TV soap star Baboon Terror. No idea what that's about. One of the country's soap opera stars apparently had a confrontation with a baboon. Marvellous. Brilliant. Okay. Right. Let's read a few more comments. Good morning, by the way. If I don't read out yours, I haven't seen it. Believe me. Four Jam Lions says, I just phoned in to say five star are fucking shit. Ha 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 ha. You're a child of the 70s then. If you remember five star from the 80s, who had a big hit with a song called System Addict, didn't they? Yes, I am a complete and utter anorak. Of course I am. But as a guy who was a nightclub DJ for many years. Huh? Which I was. I know all that shite. Five star. Don't ask me to sing it though. Because I will. If you do. Lovely. Lee says, if you get your views and opinions off of someone like Trump, you need fucking shooting. Yes. Martin says, regarding Quincy and Kojak, you've got big thumbs. You must be pressing ITV4. No, I just turn on the telly. Quincy is there. Quincy is there every morning. Hod God says, yes, the Sweeney, the Professionals, the Avengers, ITV4, all the old TV shows. Robert says the fake news is the controlled media. There's only value in watching it to see what agenda they are currently pushing. Yes, it's very important. There's also some good stuff in the media, though, and I'll explain that in a minute. Hi to Gareth P. Did I mention Alan Henderson? Excuse me. Yupkek Kresimir. Sir Hubert of Haywood. Bread and circuses, he says. Don't know what you're referring to there, my friend, because I'm scrolling back. Hi to Waco Mako from Copenhagen. How you doing in Copenhagen there? Good stuff. Okay. Very good article by Peter Hitchens in yesterday's Mail on Sunday about the police. I'm going to talk about that on the show this evening. Hi to Emu Cat. Lovely. Lovely stuff. Hi to Wendy Bell. How are you, Wendy? Right. Where did we stop? So the shootings then. Wow, I triggered a few yesterday, didn't I? By referring again to the Truth or Industrial Complex. Oh, I triggered a few. It's brilliant because the minute I say that, I know the hate. I don't buy into all this hate nonsense. But the abusive messages start flying in, which is all very good. Because it triggers you. It triggers you because you know there's a lot of truth to it. Guy goes on the rampage in El Paso. Maybe. Guy goes on the rampage in Dayton. There are bodies. 29 people killed. A lot of people injured. And the media then goes into overdrive in the way the media does in terms of how the media reports on it, which is dreadful and is very problematic. And I understand why, of course, this has bred over the years a very deep suspicion and a deep mistrust of the media, which is justified. The media lies all the time. In the case of these shootings, though, it's not so much that the media lies. It's worse. The media doesn't do any investigating whatsoever. The media just reports what the local police chiefs, fire chiefs and first responders, namely emergency, ambulance, paramedic people. So the media reports what it is told. There's no investigation. And that's very problematic. It's Patrick, isn't it? I know his surname, but it's Patrick, isn't it? It is Patrick. I wrote it down there. Patrick Crucius. Left a manifesto on 8chan. This is problematic. Of course it's problematic because we've seen it before. And when a narrative is repeated as sentient beings who have a modicum of intelligence and self-respect, we say, yeah, right, we're here. Yeah, that's nice and neat, that. Said this on Sunday View yesterday. It's handy for the producers of the news programmes and the talk shows. Very handy. because they rewrite the manifesto. This is true. And they attribute the manifesto to the alleged shooter. And that becomes an absolute. It becomes an absolute. And that's very problematic again. Because the mainstream media organization, take any one of them, any given one, doesn't know for certain. Can't know for certain that Patrick Crucius wrote the manifesto. Problematic. So it's neatly packaged up. Fed up with immigration. You know, all this sort of stuff. We've seen it before. We saw it in New Zealand, Brenton Tarrant. And then off he goes on his merry way. And he shoots lots of people. There's the guy there. I'm not trying to start any conspiracies now. But there are about three different pictures of this man circulating. And he looks very different in a couple of them. I know that the angle you take a photograph from is important. Haircuts are important. Oh, God, be with the days when I went to a bar. When was the last time I went to a barber? Jesus. 7 or 8 years ago, was it? God, be with the days. Yeah, so there he is, right? Patrick Crucius. Right. And there he is. That doesn't look an awful lot like that, does it? Let's say that's photograph A. This is the mugshot, right? There he is again. What do you think? What do you think? Top left? Narrower nose, maybe? I don't know. It's an interesting one. It's an interesting one, right? Not saying anything. Just saying the photographs are a bit weird. That's all I'm saying. Patrick Crucius, then. Manifesto. Did his thing. Shot loads of people. And he's under arrest, which is unusual. They usually kill them. Connor Betts, that's right, was shot dead by the police, wasn't he? Before he could kill anybody else. Allegedly. Let's be fair, let's say allegedly. The grandparents of Mr. Crucius put out a statement, and there's Fox 4 there. Fox 4! Eagle Red, Fox 4. We're devastated by the events of El Paso and pray for the victims of the tragedy. Patrick is our grandson. He lived with us in our house in Allen, Texas, while he attended Collin College. He moved out about 6 weeks ago. Right? But has since spent a few nights, or has spent a few nights here while we were out of town. His driver's license and mailing address were at our house in Allen. That connection has made us the focus of the media. We're talking only to law enforcement and won't be making a statement to respect our privacy, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Absent from the statement is what we would have seen in the past. We would see in statements like this, we would see, we can't believe this, the chap was our grandson, he was a good lad, he wasn't wrapped up in anything. We're bewildered. You sometimes get that. In this statement, you don't. They're just saying, he was our grandson, yes. He did live here until 6 weeks ago, yes. He has been back since while we were away, yes. Leave us alone. Effectively. Okay. Going back to the comments now, because I want to get your comments there. John James says the pictures are two totally different pictures. It's a strange one. Nick Farrell says, Richie, post a photograph when you had hair. If I remember it, there might be a picture in one of the folders on the desktop. There might be. There might be one there, yeah. No, because I'm so gorgeous, you'll want me arrested, to be honest. If I put a picture of me on there with hair, it'll blind you, my beauty. And yeah, I don't want to be getting sued by you, to be honest. Carl Rayner says, two shooters, says Carl. How do you know that, Carl? Were you there? No. Look, I'm not trying to wind you up or offend you or be confrontational with you. But we don't know. And it is fair to to posit, to suppose. Look, when stuff is going off and you hear gunfire, semi-automatic gunfire, you can't rule out. Of course you can't rule out two shooters. Of course you can't. And I'm not. But you also can't rule out that people get things wrong when they are crapping themselves. People say, I'm sure there was more than one shooter. We were there. There's gunshots coming from everywhere. Echoes sometimes. Sometimes. All right. I couldn't say no. Josh Ratcliffe says, wasn't there a drill in New Zealand? There was. The New Zealand narrative is very problematic, of course. We know this. See Max Egan. See the great Max Egan. Did some brilliant work on that. Talked to me a few months back about that as well. Truth Site says, Richie, there were 4 mass shootings in Chicago alone during the weekend. Were there? I'll check that out later. The media selects the ones that might run their agenda a bit better. Yeah. No camera footage. Yeah, I mean, people are suspicious about there not being any footage of him getting away in his car, because he was arrested after the event, by the way. And skeptics are saying, why hasn't there been any footage released to the media showing him leaving the Walmart and driving away? Good question. You see, I'm happy to talk about... Listen, what I don't do is I don't go early. I'm not the Truth or Industrial Complex. I don't make money from driving you towards clickbait websites where crazy claims are made with no evidence to substantiate them. I do believe that in the past we have seen shootings carried out by deep state agencies. To blame an innocent third party because of a resulting agenda that the deep state wants to further. Yes, this is the Richie Allen show. It's Richie Allen you're talking to. Tis me. This is what I do for a living. We talk about this stuff. What we don't do is the Truth or Industrial Complex. The lawyers of the Truth or Industrial Complex who lie to you by telling you things like they're dropping like flies at Glastonbury. Insomnia has been widely reported across Glastonbury and nosebleeds because 5G was switched on and it was a lie. That's what we don't do here. Right? And you've got to wake up to it. You've got to treat the Truth or Industrial Complex with the contempt that you treat the mainstream media with. From the outset, everything you're told, be as fucking cynical about everything, including what you hear from the guests on the Richie Allen Show. Especially from the guests you hear on the Richie Allen Show. Right. Alana Freeland said that. Right. Richie asked her a couple of questions there. Can you prove it? Right. I'm going to go and have a look. I'm not going to believe her. I'm not going to disbelieve her. But I'm going to reserve my judgment. There are millions and millions of dollars a day being made by Truther Industrial Complex hoaxers who live off stuff like this. Start making all sorts of claims about it with no evidence, mind. And there is a market for it because people love it. Yeah. Yeah, it was a hoax. No shooters, no bodies. Crisis actors, yeah. There were crisis actors on telly last night. Were they? Do you know their names? Come on, people. Grow up. Gotta grow up. Start being an adult. Emu Cat says, Richie, how long have you been up? Why are you so animated at this time? Been up since about 5. Normally get about 4 hours sleep a night if I'm lucky. Been up since about 5. And I hung around with the Jazz before I went running. Went running at 6-ish, 10 to 6 was it? About 10 to 6, came back about 6:30, 25 to 7, 6K down. 3.5 pounds lighter. Spent about 15 minutes in front of the mirror like this. Oh, you're gorgeous, Richie. All right, 20 minutes. I'll admit, 20 minutes. No, I don't do that. And then I'm at work then. I'm at work. I'm reading the papers and all the rest of it. So there you are. So, Grandparents released. Yeah, he's our grandson. Is Trump inspiring the killers? Well, Rihanna thinks so. And John Legend thinks so. The president regularly inspires killers. That's a direct quote from John Legend. Can that be true? Is it true? I mean, am I wrong? I'm very, very passionate about this notion. For me, this goes back to the video nasties of the early 1980s. We must ban the Driller Killer. We must ban Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which was 74, but it would have been on video in the early 80s. Banned in Ireland. Banned. Banned the Driller Killer because it inspires violence in people and people grow up violent. They don't. They are either appalled, horrified, or amused by films like that. They don't turn into killers. So when Trump tweets about migrants and about building walls, does that inspire thoughts of murder in people? Can you make a credible argument to support that? I don't think you can, and I'm no psycho therapist, no psychiatrist, no psychoanalyst, no psychologist, but I just don't believe it. I believe if somebody is twisted, if somebody is going to go into a supermarket with a gun and start opening fire, I believe they're twisted anyway. If that's how it happened. If there was no outside interference, and I'm not ruling that out either, of course. This is the presenter who has a friend who spent time in prison in Africa in the 1970s for mercenary work. Yes. Yes. I've talked about it on the show. Spent time in prison. Very qualified man. Very dangerous man. Spent time in Africa because he was on the American side of an attempted overthrow in Africa in the 70s. You can probably figure out which one it is. Friend of mine who told me there are guns for hire. Ex-military men and women, mercenaries, guys that joined various wars over the years, various civil wars. No such thing as a civil war, really. So there's not. We know that. That's how the media portrays it. Civil war, there's a civil war, there's a civil war. No, no, no. The United States, France, Israel, the United Kingdom, we decided to arm a load of people in a country because we didn't like the government. Then we called it a civil war. No such thing really as a civil war. They said it about Ireland, the civil war. So, my friend told me that the Bataclan theatre shooting in Paris, in his opinion, was the work of one of these guns for hire. Told you this on the radio show, and some of you are absolutely horrified by it. This man is not a conspiracy theorist. This man has never heard of chemtrails, geoengineering, doesn't know anything about the Georgia Guidestones, doesn't believe that September the 11th was an inside job. Doesn't. Doesn't. But knows that the intelligence agencies will use psychotic, sociopathic, incredibly well-trained guns for hire to kill people, plant the false flag, make it look like somebody else, and then move on. I said to my friend, what are you talking, 6 figures? And he went, no, you're talking 7 figures. High-end 7 figures. He said, I believe guy went into the Bataclan. The path would have been cleared for him. He would have been given a stopwatch. He would have been told, you've got 90 seconds. Go in there. Kill as many as you can. And then get out and we'll clear a path for you, corridor. Get out and then fuck off to the Seychelles or Nicaragua or Mexico or somewhere and spend 6 or 8 months there and don't budge. This is the world you live in. And it's true. The future Mrs. Allen knows this man. And men like him because some of his colleagues used to pop into our bar in Spain years ago. That's the world you're living in. I knew that. But when he told me, 'tis one thing to know it, 'tis another thing to actually hear it from somebody. To say, yeah. Yeah. It's game over, isn't it? Why won't he come on the radio? Are you shitting me? No chance. He'd be killed. He'd be signing his own death warrant. Trump is an ogre. He's a narcissistic lunatic. He's a reality television show president. That's why he was put in. He's irrelevant. He is a puppet. His outpourings, his tweets, are they weaponized enough to get guys like this up there to get a gun and to go into Walmart? It's a hard sell for me, that, to be honest. And I have a very good email to read out, as I said, at 5 o'clock, from a lady who lost a friend in a mass shooting a short time ago. And she took offence at one or two things I said yesterday, and I'll read out her email, unedited, without comment, later on. It's two different people, isn't it? It's a bit strange. Anyway, I don't know, it could be a mistake. What do I know, right? Right? So they're all getting stuck into this. Here's Democrat Rashida Tlaib. She has roots in Palestine, doesn't she? She's been tweeting Trump's daughter. The daughter that he said if he wasn't her father, he'd be dating her. And he incites violence with his racism and hate agenda. Hate agenda. Hate. Hate speech. Hate, hate. Hate's the buzzword of our time, the 21st century. It's the word, it's the phrase to shut down and to paint that which you don't like as horrible and to attempt to marginalise it in some way. Don't like what people are saying? Well, it must be hateful then. You're full of hate. I get these messages all the time from people about hate. I get them in my personal email, which I don't understand how they even get my personal email, but they do, and they email me saying that I'm a hate monger and I shouldn't be allowed to broadcast. None of this is of any interest to me. It rolls off my back like water off a duck because I don't care. And it's usually when I've been taking the piss out of trans men or trans women. See, I'm full of hate, but I'm not, of course, full of hate. I don't hate anybody. I certainly don't hate men who think they're women. I have no hate for them. I wish them all the best. It must be a very difficult thing to live with, you know, gender dysphoria. I don't hate anybody, but I reserve the right to lampoon, to satirise that which I think to be patently ridiculous. And I don't think a man who thinks he's a woman is ridiculous at all. Not at all. Not for a minute. I have sympathy with whatever it is you're going through. Where I have a problem, of course, is we want access to women's changing rooms. We want this, we want that. We want to be able to go where we want. No. No, that's when I will voice my opinion. So the Ohio shooter then. Got to look again. Connor Betts. The police said this guy, nobody had any idea who this guy was. But some of his fellow students, or former students, are telling a different story. They're saying that he had compiled a hit list of people he wanted to kill and rape, and of girls whom he wanted to sexually assault. This is the Associated Press, by the way. I don't know how much credence you can give this, but it flies in the face of the Ohio police saying that nobody had a clue who this guy was. There was no signs. Well, Associated Press are saying, well, the guy was suspended for having a kill list and rape list, and one girl said that her name was on the rape list. You would imagine that sort of thing in the climate we exist in. And when I say we, of course, I don't live in the States. In the States, it's crazy, right? With guns, with shootings, with everything else. You would imagine that some flags would have been attached to this guy's school files, and maybe those files would have previously being made available to local law enforcement people. Who knows? The Guardian run a story by Julia Carey Wong. She's in San Francisco, and this is about shutting down these websites or trying to figure out a way to make websites where people can chat anonymously, to make those things a thing of the past. Basically, to make anonymity on the internet a thing of the past. The woman, the lady who emailed me yesterday, who took offence to what I was saying, took particular offence to my saying that this is the inevitable result of a shooting. It's the censorship. Well, it must be that we don't have access to what people are doing online. That must be the reason. And we need to have access to what everybody is doing online at any time we choose. We shouldn't have to go to a judge to get a warrant to go into somebody's chats, their private chats online. We should be able to do it where we see fit. That's what's coming in, you see. It's what they want, right? Okay, that article is free to read on theguardian.com. Goes into how 8chan was founded and by who, and how it works, the conversations people have on there about various things, and basically we have to do away with it, seems to be the prevailing opinion there. Okay, there's loads to talk about, but I'm going to leave it go there, to be honest with you. Because it's coming up for 10:15. There's lots to do today. There's a lot to do today. And I've got to go and do it. Hi to Terry M. Cars kill more people. It's true. I mean, you are more likely to be killed by a piano falling from a crane over your head. Or you're more likely to be killed by a plane dropping out of the sky and hitting you on the head than you are to be killed in a mass shooting. That is true. I said yesterday on the radio show in the morning. Hi to Richard Willett. How you doing, Richard? To Stuart Minard. Tim the Seer. To Ethic Boxing. How you doing? Welcome. Just about to finish up today. Lovely stuff. So this is it, right? Look. Is it easy, relatively easy, for people with, I don't know, behavioural problems, anger issues, mental health problems? Is it relatively easy for people like that to get hold of a semi-automatic weapon? Is it? See, I can't preach about something I don't know very much about. If it is relatively easy for somebody with emotional problems to get their hands on a weapon, well, that's an issue. Full stop, regardless of what you think about these shootings and who's behind them and what the result of them ends up being, which is the censorship and all of that. And yes, you might say the gun control. But if it's easy for people to get a gun, people that are not well, that's a problem. But as I said on the radio show yesterday morning, in the era of, you know, super soldiers, you know, replacing cops, it's not an exaggeration. Police officers don't look like police officers anymore, even in this country. If that's the case, posse comitatus just been ripped up, the hyper-militarization of the police, no wonder Americans want guns. I said it yesterday, I'd want a gun. You know? The police are becoming more and more violent and aggressive towards people. Black people, yes. But everybody in general, I think. You know, you go online to some of the video sites, not YouTube. LiveLeak, obviously, is a massive site, liveleak.com. But there are many other sites. You see police brutality. It's not just against black. It is against black people. I know black people. I know some of my black listeners in America, they get pissed off at me sometimes. They say, we are being targeted, specifically, Richie. And, you know, they might well be. I think poor people generally, I think, poorer people, people who can't stand up for themselves, people who can't hire a lawyer, who can't take on these people. But you go to these video sites, you see the police, they don't act like police, they don't look like police, they are thugs, hired thugs. It's no wonder people would want to have guns. And I hate them, I hate guns. I wouldn't hold a gun. Neighbour of mine years ago used to shoot rabbits. Only shot a couple of rabbits maybe every couple of weeks, and he used them in, they ate them, obviously, they ate them. Go on, Richie, here, have a shot. I wouldn't touch it. I didn't like it. It wasn't the noise, which was loud enough, but I couldn't stand it. Guns. It's a horrible thing. Even in Spain, I don't think I ever got used to it. Dreadful. So, look, I'm not on any side of the political divide. And I hear you when you say, Richie, I live in Texas, or I live in Ohio, or I live in California, and I reserve the right to have a gun. Look, absolutely, I wouldn't take it away from you. But are people with problems getting guns easily? You might say, no, they're not, that this is the media exaggerating, and that might be true. I don't know. I'll ask Jim Fetzer. Jim is one of the guests on the programme later on. I'll ask Jim about it. Jim's an ex-Marine, of course, university professor. Is it easy for people to get guns that are a bit, well, not altogether there? Right. I had plenty of other stories there, but the shooting took up quite a lot of our time. There he is there. Look at him. See him? On the left. That's the mugshot. It could be him. It could be. That photograph is taken at an angle. The hair is a bit different. It could be him. The nose is big, though. It's got a big old conch. Big old conch on him there. Big Roman nose. It's a big Roman nose. The flames rose to her Roman nose, and her hearing aid started to melt. Is that him, yeah? Patrick Crucius. It might be him. Right, look, that's it for the newspaper roundup this morning. I'll be back at 5 as usual for the Richie Allen Show on the usual channels, richieallen.co.uk, triggerwarning.tv, Fab Radio in Manchester, of course, and all the rest of it. Check out triggerwarning.tv for more chat. We'll leave it there. Okay, so we'll be getting into these shootings with Jim Fetzer and with others later on. And I'm going to go and do some work now. I'll catch you later. Bye now.